Zombieland Double Tap takes us back to a future where human survivors fight the walking dead with efficient and sarcastic glee. Even during the first Zombieland 10 years ago, cast members stood way above the usual star level of horror films. Woody Harrelson already earned his supply of Oscar nominations, more since then. Abigail Breslin and Jesse Eisenberg act with major stars in their projects, while Emma Stone ran off with her very own Best Actress Oscar in La La Land. And yet, despite their access to big prestige projects, all key cast members return to Zombieland, rapport intact, and seeming to have a great time. But then, zombie movies and shows no longer bear low-budget, no-brainer stigma, even though zombies like to eat brains. The Walking Dead television series fascinated viewers for years, and box office hotshots like Brad Pitt headlined World War Z with its take on the zombie apocalypse. These shows and Zombieland trace their roots to George Romero and his groundbreaking Night of the Living Dead from 1968, the first hit to suggest that the world's final plague might come from one-time humans who regard people as a gourmet feast requiring no kitchen prep work. Despite featuring black and white film stock, that first Living Dead movie shocked audiences with its gory content and horrified reviewers like Roger Ebert. But the movie made money and set the blueprint for many projects to come. Color film and better effects up the splatter element, but few films capture the visceral terror of feeling trapped and surrounded as well as the original Night of the Living Dead. Zombieland doesn't even bother to try. Zombie makeup feels standard and aims for action rather than horror. Cast and elaborate sets of the White House and an Elvis-themed motel demonstrate a high budget, while writers add a few fun elements to brighten the zombie apocalypse concept. For instance, human survivors jettison their given names and instead go by the region they come from. This means Harrelson plays a guy called Tallahassee. Breslin goes by Little Rock. Columbus works for Eisenberg. But a problem arises when the script brings in Rosario Dawson as a Reno native. She calls herself Nevada. Well, there goes the believability quotient. Zombie apocalypse? No problem. Nevada? Not in this world. For KUNR in Reno, Nevada, I'm Robin Hollibird.